Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System, Abolition. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard someone say, driving is a privilege, not a right. In regards to that statement, I have three questions. First, what do you mean by privilege? Second, what do you mean by right? And third, how do you know that driving is a privilege, not a right? That really prompts me to wonder an even more important question. Who is it that gives you the privilege to drive? Is it the DMV? Because if it is the DMV, they are comprised of humans. What does this have to do with education? First, I am educating you. Rights come from God, not man. That's what makes them inalienable. If rights came from man, there would be no rights, as they could be taken away, making them alienable, undermining the very notion of one having the inherent ability to do something. But this also has to do with education, because the Commonwealth of Virginia says the application for a permanent driver's license by a minor of the age of persons required to attend school pursuant to Virginia Code 22.1254 shall be accompanied by evidence of compliance with Virginia's compulsory school attendance law. In other words, if you want a Virginia driver's license, you have to comply with compulsory education laws. But what does a driver's license have to do with education? And why is the Commonwealth of Virginia the group of people who get to say that in order to get a Virginia driver's license, you have to go to school in some form or another? Sure, it is easy to say driving is a privilege, not a right. But it is also lazy. So I don't want you to just ponder how the state has no right to make a driver's license contingent on schooling. I want you to ponder how driving is a right, not a privilege. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.